Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We have a newsmaker on the line right now. Someone who really blew up over the past several days on social media for his comments. He also happens to be a USC alum, an All-American. He is an offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's my main man, Zach Banner. Zach, how you doing?
JR, thanks for having me, bro.
Nah, no doubt about it. We've seen everything that's gone on in the United States of America over the world the past several years. And obviously, DeSean Jackson decided to put up a post. We've heard Julian Edelman respond to it. Racial tensions have been real tricky and just it's been a nerve here in the United States of America. It's like a scab has been ripped off of a wound. You didn't necessarily respond directly to DeSean's comments, but you put out a general point that went viral. And this is what I really picked up from it. You can't preach equality and change the hierarchy. Elaborate on why you decided to post that message.
It just, like you said, I didn't want to attack DeSean because it's like, one, I know of him. You know, you're an East Coast cat. Well, both of us are West Coast cats, especially when I went down to USC. I know people from his neighborhood. We have mutual friends. He, from what I've heard, seems like a cool guy.
Yeah.
So, as you know, sometimes when we try to say certain things, we mess up. And it's really hard, especially with the stage that we play. First of all, I'm going into my fourth year in the league. That's a multi-year vet. I respect his career. He's very, very talented. He has a lot of accolades, personal and from the teams. And just growing up, he shows a lot of love back to his neighborhood. But in saying that, that mistake hurt a group of people that shouldn't even been dragged into it in the first place. And I think, like you said, it was like that was really, really powerful. What you said was the scab being pulled off, because it was already something that was kind of healed up a little bit. I understand. I'm not saying Jewish people don't go, you know, the Jewish community doesn't go through anything anymore. As I would know that, you know that from the video from the synagogue shooting from 2 years ago.
Right.
But like you said, it was unnecessary. Like, why would we do that? From one black man to another, JR, I understand this is a national broadcast, but from the conversation me and you are having, I want people to hear it.
It's an interesting point. We spoke about it, obviously, on this show. We're on the line right now with Zach Banner, offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I don't think DeSean was coming from a hateful place. I've met DeSean. I've met his mom. I think it comes in a space, and he said it, and I believe him. He was looking to uplift, and he didn't necessarily look or understand that he was in a place to offend. I want to ask you, you've had an interesting upbringing yourself, coming from the West Coast, and whether it's Washington, California, Guam, what influenced your upbringing in allowing you to be tolerant of other people?
Growing up, I was a West Coast kid, just like anybody else. And growing up, like, in a low-income neighborhood, you see the Muslim dudes selling bean pies. When it comes to the, like, growing up, I would always hear things from certain guys and certain people of that faith talk about the history of a far place that I never even knew about. I just grew up knowing what's good and what's not good, what's wrong and what's right. And I feel like I have reached out to enough people, not only from my neighborhood and my city of Tacoma, Washington, and Seattle, but also Los Angeles as well, because I did a lot of community work out there. You have certain people who try to push certain things onto you, and you just try to take it in. And I think what he does, I could tell, obviously, from the highlights and stuff and everything. Like I said, I listened to his in-depth apology. He was trying to, basically, and tell me if you agree with this, man, but in a certain way, through this Black Lives Matter movement and this positive, you know, thing that we're trying to push as black men in this country to change, you know, racial injustices and bring social equality, I strongly feel like from what this is what I took from reading from that passage is he's trying to tell black people to keep an eye out on another race. The issue with that is when people do that, you get pushed. There's a lot of OGs, especially in my neighborhood, who try to do that, and I never accepted it. That's what I want to get to. That's the point I wanted to get to. I never did. Even at a young age, because yes, there's a difference between like not knowing information and history right. about your people, right? And being misinformed and being lied to. First of all, our school books suck. We all know this. You know what I mean? There's certain things that we miss. So certain people try to push that onto us.
Yep.
And certain people try to, hey, brother, you know what I mean? Like, yep. Hey, keep your third eye open and this and that and this and that. Through this process, I've tried to gain information and knowledge. And bro, in third grade, I read the Watsons Go to Birmingham, and that was my first. And it's a fictional story, but it's based off of true events. That was my first time hearing about the bombing of the church in Alabama and the wow. and those little girls getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was like third. Like that's crazy, bro. I promise you, I was in third grade and I was crying. And my mom being. Pacific Islander, she just put her arm around me and says, just, babe, like it's all about like character. It's all about what's right and what's wrong. Versus the, you know, when, like I said, remember, go back to those OGs and stuff that try to push, you know, certain knowledge about this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes the information can be negative because, and I understand where it came from. A time you got to realize like a lot of those dudes were growing up in the 80s and 90s. But they were my age in the 80s and 90s. And so the information that they had, they couldn't put it out like what you're doing. You have a radio show. Yes, they had radio, but come on, how many black radio guys were in it? And how many had actually a real voice?
Right.
So we have social media. I was able to post that video. I have Jewish people reaching out to me from the other side of the world. That's yeah. crazy. We have this voice, and I also think that's why Black Lives Matter movement being so elevated and pushed by the National Football League, the NBA, and the rest of the American sports. Because back in the day, we didn't have that opportunity, and guys would lose their jobs if they spoke out like that. And that was back then, and now we're in the stage where you're able to record a video of George Floyd with his knee, with the knee on his neck, and that's such a dramatic thing. So when I ask us to switch this mentality, I'm not asking us not to like let up knowledge. I'm not asking us to like let up history, but like, come on, bro, we're past a point where we need to quote people like Genghis Khan and Hitler. We're past a point. If we're going to speak up, we need to think about what we say before we say it at all levels. We can't be selfish enough to do something like that, because guess what, dude? We literally are like talking about this when we shouldn't have. And that is the biggest mistake that Deshaun made.
On the line right now, we have Zach Banner, offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I certainly appreciate what you said. I think we can all do a better job at educating ourselves, stepping out of our comfort zones, understanding different cultures. Not everyone has the same insight or experiences here in the country that you do, or I do, or anyone else. And I believe Deshaun Jackson He severely erred in posting that message. I want to ask you, being out in Pittsburgh now, you have started, just being in the league for 4 years, the B3 Foundation. What exactly is it?
Yeah, so the B3 Foundation is obviously my personal foundation. It's bringing together, building together, and it's better together. If you go to b3foundation.com, or you can go, you can find the link on the bio of both my Instagram and Twitter, ZBNFL at ZBNFL, for both Twitter and Instagram. I took on three communities, and this is just because my mom taught me a lot about the character, like character, have a good heart. And she pushed that upon me. And growing up on the east side of Tacoma, that's my neighborhood back home, there's a lot of gang violence. There's a lot of police brutality. There's a lot of certain things that happened growing up. And as well as, you know, being a five-star recruit out of high school and things like that, I had 373 community service hours in high school. And most of them I logged by going back to my little league football team and being around them. My little brother played with them and just coaching them and giving them insights, because no one did that for me growing up. So then I always had the dream, because my Boys and Girls Club got shut down on the east side, and that really hurt, because I had a really good set of parents who kept me away from that. I wasn't scared of the police as much as I was scared of my dad. I think police were second. I really want to point out, I was so mad. I told myself, when I get back, I'm going to do more. Before what I did Wednesday, we had around $16,000 that we had fundraised. Everything else that we had raised over the last couple of years in the league, everything else has come out of my pocket. I pay for it out of my pocket. Between that time of sticking up for the Jewish community and now on the phone, I got an update about an hour ago. We're sitting at over $50,000 in just the last couple of days in donations. So this is why I'm trying to reiterate. You can't do that. We can't stoop down to the level of the people that we're trying to fight. And so when you do that to another minority race, we drag them into this. So let's heal them. Let's let them, speak out and have their moment and have their spotlight as they help us. And that's what I said in my second follow-up video. And I asked the Jewish community, I said, please keep that same love. After I get off the phone with you, I have a whole bunch of people in terms of Jewish rabbis, very prominent Jewish people and team owners and things like that, and just people who are just saying thank you so much. It's easy for me, man.
We appreciate it, my man. I want to encourage everybody to check out b3foundation.org. We've been chatting it up with Zach Banner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Zach, before you get out of here, I got two quick football questions for you. We had the McCourty twins on earlier this week. A lot of folks aren't comfortable with playing. They don't have the information. What are your quick thoughts on that?
I'm ready to play at any moment, but I understand what they're saying, because guess what? Like I said, they're fathers. They're brothers, and they're also sons. You know what I mean? They have family members that they have to think about, especially with this virus and the unknown. I respect that. At the same time, I think we need to try our best to make the personal sacrifices and adjustments. So, for example, I'm probably not even going to be able to see my friends and family over the season. I have to have a personal bubble. If this thing is as contagious as it says, then I need to make sure I quarantine myself and have those type of things. Now, here's the thing, though, and this is where it gets tricky, right? Is obviously we're in a contact sport, and we're going to be hitting each other, and if there's not enough room for there to be a virus, obviously there needs to be enough testing. I feel like if there's enough testing and people are able to make that sacrifice, and I understand it's hard with families and things like that, but if you really, really, really want that I really do. I really want that check. I really want that opportunity to keep playing. I watch. I'm a huge fan of soccer, and I understand it's a lower, smaller roster, but they're doing it overseas, and we just started with the MLS. And I just feel like if we're able to tell the fans to sit aside at homes and watch on TV, I think it'll be a really good and uplifting thing if the NFL can stay on course. Because if we don't have a season and we don't have an opportunity to play, that's going to hurt a lot of people, I just feel like we need some happiness through all this right now.
I see that. Zach Banner of the Pittsburgh Steelers on the line. Last question for you, Zach. We got a lot of listeners out of Pittsburgh. What are your thoughts on the offseason preparation so far? Obviously, Big Ben, healthy. Juju Smith-Schuster, healthy. You have some new draft picks that'll be coming in. How has the offseason been? Give some encouragement to the Steelers fans.
Yeah, my brothers are balling right now, and they're working really, really hard. Steelers fans have seen, you know, Ben, and they know his heart, soul, and passion for the city and for the Berg and representing in the black and gold. And the same thing with Juju. You know, he's dealt with his stuff and things like that, and I understand he's made it very well known that he's coming back in 2020 with a little bit of a vengeance, and so is Ben. So that's exciting from a skill player standpoint. And just always, you know, as an offensive line, we always expect ourselves and hold ourselves to the standard of being the best offensive line in the National Football League. And if anybody has a problem with that, then we need to be able to show them, you know, what we do on Sundays and any other day we're playing. And then our defense was one of the best in the league last year, so it's good to have everybody back there. From a team standpoint, we're all good. We're excited. We want to get on the field. I understand that there's some guys like, you know, Cam Hayward who have publicly questioned the safety and stuff, not only because of he has asthma, but also because he has a family.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure we communicate as brothers to be able to be ready with the mindset, but we're still training. We're still working hard. And it's, you know, what's really cool is to have a veteran group like this, because, you know, they understand the importance. Young guys and rookies, they haven't been around us yet. So it's very, very scary for them, and we, you know, we would do our best and reaching out to them and making sure that they're training and working out. But being a veteran group, you know, I'm ready to play tomorrow, to be honest with you.
All right, a big shout out and thank you to Zach Banner from the Pittsburgh Steelers for joining us. I encourage everybody to go and check out the B3Foundation.org. You can also follow Zach's social media on Twitter at ZBNFL. Zach, I want to thank you for taking the time, and I appreciate you being a shill and really pushing forward equality for all people. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.